Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was a top five greatest moment of my life.
It would have to be a top five Bills moment.
That might be the play of the franchise. I'm not even kidding. I cannot. I was trying to think about this over the weekend. As far as a game changing, what it meant to the franchise play, I am having a hard time coming up with a play that was more important than that one. Like if the Bills end up running the table here.
Yeah. That's the turning point.
That's it, right there. Yeah.
That
right,
kid.
14-point swing to Ron Johnson. By the way, his second pick six in, what, 5 weeks?
I mean, he turned around that the last game he did that in.
Steelers game, yes. Yeah. Like, he's got this touch, man.
Yeah.
He's got the touch. Unfortunately, not everybody has that touch. Not everybody can.
I can touch, buddy. Don't worry about that.
Look, all your touches, bad touches.
Touch up.
It's a post-game Monday. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, and with a post-game Monday.
I thought we weren't doing this for the playoffs.
Well, you don't know. We've been doing it for the playoffs. This is your only chance to even get close to Gene or Danger.
Don't even get me started with Gene.
Why? I would. If I were you, I would listen to him
a
little bit more.
That guy's a
jerk. Okay. Tommy made his predictions on a Tommy Tells Like It Is Friday. It's time to recap. You ready, Kimmy? Let's do it.
Tommy told it like it is. And now, we find out how it was.
Buffalo.
Mulet excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Oh, what a great Saturday night.
Come on.
And even better celebrated this morning.
The party was on.
And then we have this. Our first prediction from Tommy Tesling. It is on Friday on CMF. Over under 400 total yards for Bills QB Josh Allen.
Al Michaels in the building.
Yeah.
You believe in miracles?
Yes.
I get the right guy, right?
Yes, that's Al Michaels.
I wasn't sure.
I thought you were going to say more stuff.
No, I wasn't sure if it was Al Michaels that did that call.
All right, so you got over under 400 total yards, Josh Allen.
Well, I told you I'm expecting big things.
So
I got to take the over.
The old Josh-a-roo.
But you were surprised a second ago.
Yes.
Josh, 400. No, you said this morning that you'd get bored watching Josh Allen play.
Not bored. I never said
you
bored.
You did. You watch the other kid plays and let you watch Josh. Bored. All right, so just to be clear.
All right.
Over 400
total yards.
Total yards. Total, passing and running.
The offense.
For Josh Allen. Quarterback Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Okay. We got the overs. All right, let's see here.
What do we got?
All right, Josh Allen was 23 of 37.
Not bad.
He had a touchdown.
Ooh, look at that. Okay,
Stephon Diggs had 106 yards receiving.
Okay, so I got 100 for that.
Okay. Yep. Well, I mean, that's
well,
a total receiving.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So he ran for 3 yards.
Yeah, what the hell happened? I thought he was a runner.
So he ran for three, and then he threw for 206.
Okay.
So 206 plus 3.
But I should get a yardage for that pick six because that's really the offense's job. That was a fluke.
No, because let's say...
I should get that 102.
That doesn't, no?
Okay, tell you what.
Even if you did.
Tell you what. You could take... Okay, here's 102. You're still 90 yards short.
Is there somebody I can call to see if I can get an extra 90 yards somewhere? Come on, fellas. I just need 90 yards. Come on.
Josh Allen, I mean, it is amazing that the fact that
they won
37 times and he only threw for 206 yards and a touchdown. And here's the thing.
Who knew the kid was going to go flat?
But it's not even like he was flat. There wasn't a point in that game where I was like, Josh Allen is not playing well.
But they weren't lighting it up.
Well, no. I mean, the Ravens.
Like, it seemed like he had a tough time getting momentum going for a little while.
And the Ravens defense is good, and their D coordinator, you know his name. Did you hear it on the broadcast?
What is it?
Wink Martindale.
Oh, yes. Do you know who Wink Martindale is?
Nope.
He was a game show host back in the 80s.
Wait, is that like the his real name?
Yeah, they maybe they call him Wink because of Wink Martindale. Yeah. But
like your mother really had to like game shows.
By the way, so yeah, no, you lost that one. You're 0 for 1. Right. Also, you made a statement on Friday early in the show.
What did I say?
That Josh Allen was not even close to the quarterback that Lamar Jackson was. Thoughts on that?
Well, neither of them were lighting it up.
Oh, actually, Lamar Jackson had a much worse night. He only threw for 162. And
he's also injured.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't finish the game.
Yeah, before he was injured, he threw a game-changing, potentially franchise-changing 101-yard interception return for a touchdown that tied a record for longest in NFL playoff history. So,
but that doesn't count for anything.
No, it does count for you.
No,
saying
no
that
points deducted.
No points deducted, but you
just
said
want to be a jerk.
Lamar Jackson, way better quarterback. Way. He's cool, man.
He is cool.
How cool did he look on Saturday night? Not very. You're 0 for 1, that's okay.
All right.
There's a lot of time left. You got 3 picks to go. Now, let's get our second pick on a Mule Postgame Excuse Monday here on CMF. Over, right? Under, 1/2 an interception for Bills corner.
So if he gets
White.
A pick, I win.
Yes.
I'm taking it.
Taking
I win.
It.
I'll take
the
it.
The Trey Trent.
You don't sound very confident.
Well, that's a weird one, man.
No, it's not. He gets an interception or he doesn't.
Yeah, I get how it works. I understand math.
No, you don't.
That's a hard one.
Okay.
You got to admit, that's a tough pick.
Well, yeah, divisional playoffs are tough.
No, but if I get that, you won't even give me credit.
No, you will get credit because that's
an easy one to either give you credit for or deny.
No, because if I get it, you'll go, well, I told you.
Look at you. You already know that you're going to crash at birds and you're bitching before it even happens. Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think I'm going to do good.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Lamar Jackson threw one interception and Taron Johnson caught that. And then backup Tyler Huntley threw no interceptions, so that means...
Wait, there was only one interception in that game?
Yep. Single one.
God damn it.
So that's a no. Here's the best
Why
part.
Why didn't you give me that other kid, Johnson kid?
You could have said no to Trey. You could have said no, under.
Here's I would have taken that kid.
You didn't know who he was until he ran that ball back, and he's already got a pick six earlier this season.
Yeah, so if you would have told me all that, I would have taken that guy.
Here's the best part.
What?
Trey came unbelievably close to pick it off backup quarterback Tyler
it was
Huntley.
Pretty close.
Man.
Like right there.
See how close I was?
Oh, but yeah, no, though.
I've been close all season. Y'all got to give
me
that.
Yeah, but close doesn't get you the point.
Sure. Yeah, so that's 0 for 2. But that's look, it's okay. Because like you're hovering. Like getting at 500 would be better than you did all season long.
It's very difficult to pick the future.
No, but you're an expert, though. You've said it multiple times.
And I
times.
Get very close.
There's a rhyming thing.
What I think I get closer to anybody else in this room.
No, actually, you have two people you compete against who are literally throttling
because they
you.
Just go the other way, man.
No, sometimes they're with you. They weren't this week. Good move on their part because we have our third prediction coming up. This is from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 3.5 catches for Gabe Davis, the Angel Gabriel Davis.
Yes.
And you're saying he's good.
No, you are the expert. You tell me if he's good.
Well, you just called him the Angel.
Well, he's
good.
The Angel because he saved us last week. And
I mean,
that's
you've
what
watched the games. I mean, you've seen him
make
plays.
Yeah, I don't keep notes like y'all.
Well, what do you? What's your first instinct?
I'm expecting big things, so it would take 4 catches.
Okay, so then what?
Get that green, put it in the till.
Wait, I didn't say that yet. You just said
you
I'm
jumped
expecting.
A gun. I wasn't an official pick till I say
okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm official.
Well, you
stamped.
Make it official then.
All right,
yes,
so
I take that pick.
No, that's not an answer.
My pick is in.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the question and you answer.
Right.
Over, under, 3.5 catches for the Angel Gabriel Davis.
Over.
Okay. The Angel Gabriel Davis was targeted 4 times on Saturday night.
I don't think I heard his name.
Because he didn't make a catch.
Yeah, God I mean, he came close to a big catch.
How the hell these guys go so goddamn cold?
Not a single catch from the Angel Gabriel Davis. Yeah, that I can't. Him dropping that touchdown.
And you gave him that name, the Angel and all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I got jived.
You didn't get jived? He was targeted 4 times.
But Angel can't catch something.
It's weird how the receiving core has been going the last 2 weeks. Because
you never know who's going to be the number one guy.
Exactly, which is a great problem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, look, against Indianapolis, John Brown does not catch a ball. Mm. Gabe Davis saves that game. Against Baltimore, John Brown has 8 receptions for 62 yards. Gabe Davis has none. Even more shocking, Cole Beasley.
Did he play?
He had 2 targets. He didn't catch a ball.
I don't think I saw him all night.
Like, he was out there running around.
Very little.
Well, he is very little.
He's a little guy.
But I'm saying you have back-to-back weeks in a passing offense, and they threw the ball 37 times on Saturday night. John Brown and Cole Beasley get shut out back-to-back weeks, as does Gabe Davis.
All right, I have something that may be something. And I know y'all like superstitions and trends and everything else.
All right.
If they interview you game day,
okay,
on the NFL Network, you sucked that night.
Oh.
Because Beasley was the one that they were interviewing for the Bills with Michael Irvin.
Was it like... Like, was did they interview him the day of the game, or was
but they run it that day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I don't think it's that day, but it seems when they feature that guy, y'all sucked that night.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, no, I mean, that's one thing. If they would have talked to John Brown the week before and he did that.
They may have, because they pick a different guy each week to single out, you know, what's going on.
All right, let's keep
it
on.
How you feeling?
You are the NFL Network expert in this room. You watch it religiously.
Love that. I like it on the because there's nothing on it.
You like it for the suits and the shoes.
And they're funny.
If we just let Tommy make picks about the post and pregame show, he might be at 100% for the season.
Yeah.
Like, will there be a pair of sparkly shoes on the pregame show?
Who makes Michael Irvin's jacket this week?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to have to be our spy on the inside to watch NFL Network next week.
I'm your guy. Don't worry about it.
Let us know. We'll keep an eye on that. All right. You're 0 for 3. That hurts.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Wait.
Oh, let's find out what we got
Hot
here.
Take.
Beulah Excuse Monday on CMF. Do the Bills win, Tommy, and do they do it by 3?
Well, I'm expecting them to win.
Okay.
And I'm expecting a big game. Not a tight game.
Well,
this is going to be a big game no matter what.
No, not a tight game.
You think it's going to be a blowout on the Bills' side?
Well, how many points is a blowout?
Well, again, what did we establish, 10?
You said 10 the last time.
10's fine, yeah. 10's a blowout, fine.
Well, I said it win.
Okay, so not a blowout.
I said it win.
Okay.
And they cover.
Okay.
So you have the Bills winning by more than 3.
Mm-hmm.
You nailed that one.
Nailed it.
17-3, and thank God that third quarter happened because it was 3-3 at halftime.
Well, yeah, I get it.
Okay, there's one more thing we have to talk about. Congratulations on your first win. I'm happy for you. That's great. You're 1 for 3 so far. For all of the season up until San Francisco, the third quarter was a nightmare for the Buffalo Bills. And for the last 5 weeks, the third quarter has been their saving grace. The Bills scored both of their touchdowns in the third quarter this week. Last week, they had a couple of touchdowns in the third quarter against the Colts, which saved them.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on? What happened? Anybody.
It's going to be the coaches making the adjustments.
I was going to say, I think a lot of that, flipping that around, has to do with coaching, right? It's making those adjustments.
But
it's a game of chess.
How did you go 12?
Dybald guy.
Dable.
Whatever. The fat guy in the booth.
Yes. Bills offensive coordinator. How did you go 12, 13 weeks? Like, I don't know how to make the adjustments, and all of a sudden you just figured it out?
Bro.
How does that happen?
Kind of seems like it.
All right, so you're 1 for 3.
Right.
It's okay. You can get back to what's that, like 365 with a win here? Winning percentage? All right.
This one I nailed because they showed it all over town.
Let's get the final prediction from Tommy on a post-game relay Monday. Excuse me.
Not so fast, buddy. I am predicting big things for this game.
Okay.
And I say when this is all said and done,
they
rename a street. After Josh Allen.
I think they already did this week. There's already an Allen Street downtown.
Yeah. No, not at a street that's named Allen. They call it Josh Allen Boulevard.
Okay, you already saw the picture, didn't you?
Yeah, Josh Allen Tower. Yeah, you tried to pre. Did you think we didn't see that?
I don't know if you knew.
Did you think we weren't going
to
see?
I'm trying to win one of these damn things.
It already happened, dumbass.
And nobody said you had to do a bonus pick.
So wait, I'll give you this.
Right.
You think if the Bills win this game,
It's going to be a party.
That the city of Buffalo will officially name, just from winning this game, a street for Josh Allen.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's only a divisional playoff game.
Yeah, but it's like this hasn't happened in 20 years.
Okay, yeah. But you can't name a street after a guy when he goes to the AFC.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, so that's what you want your bonus pick to be? Official street named after Josh Allen for winning this game.
All right, what if they just carry... No, I went to street.
Okay. I don't really know what to consider that.
No, they didn't officially name a street
after
Josh Allen.
They were showing Allentown, Josh Allen Boulevard.
No, again, we talked about it. That had already been done, and it wasn't official. Just hit the buzzer. That was a miss.
But I said for the ride. This one's kind of
open-ended.
No,
you didn't. You said, I looked you in the face and said, you believe
after
they are going to,
I said
because of a division of football game, and you said,
and
why not? Why not?
Saith the Thomas.
You said, now what are you, you got a God complex now?
I'm the Swami.
No, you're not, actually. You went 1 for 4. And
Swami had a tough week.
Nobody
kissed his ass.
Somebody took a cardboard piece and turned Johnson Street in Buffalo into Teron Johnson Street.
That is sick vandalism, but very good.
All right, so you're 1 for 4.
Right.
One of the worst weeks ever. And the Bills won a divisional playoff game. This is my greatest Monday, and I can't remember how long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.